Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for more of your listener questions, including a great question from listener Kristen about the last night of the trip. They have twin girls, 4 years old, and they are in a predicament. Should they go see Fantasmic and close out the trip the right way with a great nighttime spectacular? But then at the end of the trip, they're going to have to fight the crowd. So is the last memory going to be the full bus? How can they make that happen? What about Lyft or a minivan? We're going to talk about some options today. A lot more questions, but first, a quick word from our sponsor. And that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, I'm glancing down to my iPhone XS Max, and I can see that we're down to about 12 hours to go till we get on the plane tonight at 7 o'clock to head down to Orlando for the Summit Cheerleading Championships at ESPN. That's right. I'm going to be a cheer dad for the next 4 or 5 days. Follow along on the social media. And I've been getting excited for this trip ever since Mallory qualified. And every time I post to social media, get a phone call, a text message, I can see how many days I have left to go. Great pictures. I customize the text and colors to match Mallory's squad. It's a great app. You need this app right now to turn your Apple device into a Disney device. Check it out over at virtualmickey.com. We can't thank you enough for using our Amazon affiliate link every time you shop online. Just go to beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So please bookmark it on all your devices and use it often. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1479 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope this week is going great for you. It's going great for me because we are headed to Walt Disney World this evening, 7 o'clock, getting on a Southwest Airlines jet, arriving in Orlando around 10:30. Crossing my fingers, we don't have weather. It's supposed to be a little rough. Heading out for the Summit Cheerleading Championships. So if you are a cheer mom or cheer dad or cheer adjacent relative, these are the three words we want to hear this weekend. You just hit. That means you've done a no deductions performance. You're in the running for the championships, or at least to move on from Saturday to Sunday to the finals. Mallory's squad has 31 squads competing for 10 spots to the finals and then top three for the championship. So 31 teams, going to be exciting over at ESPN. If you're over there this weekend, we'll be there Saturday and Sunday. Give a shout out. And of course, Sunday after the championships, headed to Epcot, Cinco de Mayo, Pam Forrester, Epcot, having a good time. Look for us there too. So going to have a great time. Follow on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. But joining me today to answer your listener questions, Pam's not here because she's already down at Walt Disney World, but Ricky is here from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less. Happy Wednesday, Ricky. What's up?
I am just going to enjoy a nice weekend sitting at home because I will not be celebrating Cinco de Mayo at Epcot. So,
Well, I am kind of sad that I'm missing it at Las Fuentes. I know we had to tell Sarita and she's kind of disappointed, but what can you do?
That's a bummer. But yeah, I mean, that's okay. I will be in Orlando plenty in the month of May, so it'll be okay.
All right. It's good stuff. So, yeah, definitely it's going to be a happy Cinco de Mayo, wherever you are. It's coming up soon. It's one of my favorite holidays. All right. First question of the day comes from Kristen. She says, hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. First of all, thanks so much for your great podcast. As a first-time Disney trip planner, your podcast has been invaluable in my preparation. I've binged listened to so many at this point. My husband probably thinks I'm not going to come back from Walt Disney World. But eventually, the credit card maxes out and you do have to come home. That's
usually
when it's time. She says, so here goes. In 2 weeks, this just came in a couple days ago, we're heading down with our twin four-year-olds for their first trip to Disney and our first official family vacation. So how awesome is that? First trip for the twins, first official family vacation. My questions are related to the nighttime shows. Our last night of our trip will be at the studios. We currently have a Fantasmic dinner package. I really want our last night to be magical, and my concern is that at that point in the trip, my kids are going to be zonked, and I don't want our last memory to be stuck in crazy crowds getting out after the show with long bus lines. She's thinking ahead. I like this.
That's right.
Should we go for it to have a nice closeout to the trip and suck it up with the buses? Would we have a chance of getting a lift or minivan? Or should we just go over to the Polynesian and watch the Magic Kingdom fireworks with Dole Whips in hand? And as a bonus round question, making our way back to Wilderness Lodge after the Magic Kingdom fireworks, would you just wait for the boat or walk to the Contemporary and take the less crowded boat from there? Can you tell by now I'm looking to avoid transportation lines? Would love your thoughts that you all might have. Thanks so much. Keep up what you're doing, Kristen. All right, so this is a really interesting question because, you know, everything at Walt Disney World really is it's kind of a give or take situation. You know, like you get the awesome fireworks show, but if you stay to see the fireworks show, especially if, like you say, you're at the Magic Kingdom and you want to get really close to the castle for Happily Ever After, then you're in the huge wave going out to the buses and you're waiting because the folks that waited at the train station, they got the good spots for the buses, but they sacrifice. Everything is give and take. So what would you do? It's their first trip. They got twins, 4-year-olds. She wants to close out the trip with a bang, and I like it, you know, but what's the right answer here? And Chad, help us out too.
Oh my goodness. So personally, if I was looking to close it out with a bang, I would stay for the fireworks and then slowly meander my way out of the park. I know that you've got the 4-year-olds and everything, but if you can stop and maybe grab a snack, an ice cream or some popcorn and mosey your way out of the park, that would be what I would think would be a good way to do it. And then that would allow the crowds to die down a little bit, and I would probably just take the boat to the Wilderness Lodge instead of walking the Contemporary and then taking the boat from the Contemporary over there. I just wait in the line for the boat for the Wilderness Lodge. That way you're there. You don't have to make that extra trip in transportation. So I just mosey my way out and enjoy, you know, the last few moments you have in the park. I mean, this is your last day, your last visit in the park. So I'm going to say, you know, mosey your way out. That's just me.
And with that fantastic dining package you have over at the studios, I'm kind of confused. It sounds like you're going to be all over the place and you got one last night. But if you're doing that, it's seeing Fantasmic, yes, there's going to be – that is like the biggest mass of humanity after Fantasmic.
Yeah.
But you asked if you have a chance of getting a minivan or a Lyft. Yeah, you absolutely do. I mean, they're going to – you know, they want to service you. So, yes, just, you order both, obviously, on the Lyft app, your regular Lyft transportation or a minivan. And you know what? You're trying to close out the trip, you know, in a bank, get a minivan and it'll be there. It'll be fun. And the kids will really get a kick out of that too. I get a kick out of it. So anyway, all right. Next listener question comes from Aaron Bernard. Says question, if I'm going to Disney World for 6 park days and only plan on park hopping one day, it seems as though it would be cheaper to buy a 7-day ticket instead of a 6-day park hopper. Is that allowed? Am I missing something? I would even go as far as buying an 8-day ticket in case we decided while we were there to hop another day and it still seems cheaper. Aaron, Ricky, do you want to give Aaron the bad news or should I give Aaron the bad news? She's smart,
Aaron,
though. She's thinking.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, this is not something you can do. Disney's on to this. So unfortunately, you cannot use 2 park days in one day. So you do have to purchase the park hopper option in order to be able to park hop, even if you're looking at park hopping just one day. So the park hopper option is definitely the cheaper way to go with that.
Yeah, Disney's thought of that, you know, and you know, it's like, oh man, I figured it out. I'm just going to buy an extra day because like 7 to 8 or 8 to 9, 9 to 10, especially, it's like dirt cheap. Like, I'll just get an extra day and use 2 days. And no, they thought of it. They're pretty smart. It stinks.
Yep. Sorry.
I know. You tried though, and I told her right away. I emailed her back. You know, I did, you know, so she wasn't waiting in limbo. But yeah, that's how it goes. Jill's got a question in the chat. Let's see what it says. Happy Monday. We're staying at French Quarter in November. I've never stepped foot on a deluxe resort, so we're going to plan a dinner on our off night. I'm thinking about either Ohana, Storybook Dining, or 1900 Park Fair. I have a 5-year-old son, so I'm not sure about Park Fair. Which would you recommend? Anything else? Thanks for your Disney wisdom. Love you guys. Really, when you can't pronounce the word wisdom, you really don't have much, I would just say. It's been a day. All right, so let's see. So we're talking Storybook Dining, Ohana, 1900. You know what? Here's the thing. And I've not, Ricky, Phil, here's what I think about 1900 Park Fair with the Grand Floridian, with the stepsisters and is Cinderella's there, right? Is she there too?
Yeah.
Stepsisters,
yeah.
I know are there. because they kind of steal the show.
Yeah.
You know what? What I found, you just got really hot on your mic, is that I think young boys really do enjoy this meal, and they really make, you know, you would think it's like for the girls, but really I've noticed that like the boys, little boys, especially like 5, 6, 7 years old, they give them a lot of attention and they seem to roll out of there kind of liking it with like a little lipstick on the cheek. So it's not just for girls, but any of these would be great. But I say, you know, don't discount 1900 Park Fair.
Yeah. I fixed my problem, by the way.
Okay. Give me a heads up next time you do it so you don't kill my ear. No, just kidding.
Sorry. Yeah. So I really like 1900 Park Fair too. I think it's a great character meal. It's a lot of fun. I think it would be a great thing even for a little boy. I mean, they really do dote on them a lot, so you know, while they're there. So I definitely think that it would be a great option for the family. I had fun when I was there. They doted on Brian a lot while we were there too. So I mean, you know, those stepsisters are out for any man they can get.
They are, man. They don't care. They'll take them away. You married? That's cool. Take you anyway. We don't care. You 5 years old? Sweet. Come on. You're gonna be my man. That's how it is. It's fun. You know, also just kind of a sleeper there in that Magic Kingdom area, Whispering Canyon Cafe. Ride the horses. You get to yell. Get to go steal ketchup. Be a ketchup thief. I would think about that, too. And it's really good food. We got to stop doing this around dinner time. It's rough.
I know.
All right. Next up is Shannon. Hello, Mike. Hello from Virginia. Love the pod. You and your team have made the planning experience so helpful and so much fun. She has 3 questions. Number 1, my husband and I are staying at Art of Animation in June for 4 nights per a friend's suggestion. This is our first Disney trip together. We're both so excited, obviously. You seem to really enjoy staying at Pop Century. If we switch from Art of Animation to Pop, will we save some money? We don't plan on staying at the hotel very much, just to sleep mostly, so we're considering switching hotels and using that money towards other fun things. What are your thoughts on this switch? All right, so Ricky, I'll give this one to you. So Pop Century, Art of Animation, obviously just separated by Hourglass Lake, both values, and I'm assuming they're staying in a Little Mermaid room, just 2 people, I'm just guessing there. What do you say to that? Because you can save a few bucks by staying at Pop. What would you do?
You know, I haven't actually stayed at Art of Animation because I would only stay in the Little Mermaid rooms, and there's really never any discounts in the Little Mermaid rooms, so I've never stayed there. But with all that being said, I do love Pop Century. I love the theme there. I think that they do a fantastic job. Honestly, if I was looking to save a little bit of money, I would potentially consider Pop Century. And if you wanted to experience Art of Animation, you can just walk over Hourglass Lake and head over there and see what Art of Animation is all about. Enjoy their awesome food court with Landscape of Flavors. So if it was about saving a little bit of money, I might consider, staying at Pop Century over Art of Animation. I do love Pop so very much.
I would too.
The rooms are refurbished over at Pop, too. So that part's nice. They have not been refurbished at Art of Animation yet.
Yeah, right now, I would say if you're going to save money, go to Pop because you can walk the grounds of both very easily. But the rooms are better at Pop Century than the Little Mermaid rooms. Plus, you don't have the aerial shower curtain kind of. I'm just saying, it's a little scary when you're.
Does that freak you out, Mike?
When you get up in the middle, you know, Ariel's got huge eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, dude, I gotta like cover those up. Like, I get, you know, gotta go to the bathroom here, Ariel. I need a little privacy.
Eyes you're covering up.
It's weird. Way. I'm just saying. Yeah. It's the first thing I noticed about the room. It's strange. Anyway,
the eyes are freaking you out.
Like, she has huge eyes. Like the size of basketballs. It's like one of those things. You get stage fright. Number 2, we have a bunch of great ADRs and fast passes, but the only thing that would make our experience even more magical would be Toy Story Land early morning magic. Since I booked our trip 4 months ago, I've been trying to make online reservations and nothing is available. I called Disney and they just told me to keep trying to make the online reservation. That's all you really can do. Unfortunately, no wait lists exist. I check multiple times a day for open slots and nothing seems to be moving. Do you think this could actually happen for us? I don't want to get my hopes up. Any other advice on this? You know
when
what?
When is she going?
She's going June 4th, in June. So in just a little bit here. Here's what I would say to that. They gave you the right advice. I mean, these things, once they book up, it's a roll of the dice. Disney could put out additional slots because, you know, hey, we can squeeze a couple dozen more people in there and make a little bit more money. You could catch a cancellation, but this is a hot ticket. And I don't know that these are refundable. So I would say you got a slight chance. There's always a chance, but I would say don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, they are not refundable. So once people bought them, they have them. So unless they open up extra, you know, spots, which again, I kind of doubt. They seem to have a set number of slots available for these early morning hours. So once they're gone, they're gone. So I do apologize, but it seems like they probably are gone. Now you can consider the Disney After Hours event, which is not morning, but at least you'd still get to experience Toy Story Land without the large crowds. So that's an option for you. And I know that they have announced the Disney After Hours events for that time period. So, you know, I know you're not getting the breakfast, but you're getting also, you get more time with Disney After Hours too. So that might be something to consider.
All right. Number three, on our last day, we want to explore Disney Springs. We want to leave right from Disney Springs for the Sanford Airport to maximize our time. Is there a luggage holding area at Disney Springs? Pro tip, Disney Transportation does not run to Sanford, only MCO. Allegiant only flies in and out of Sanford. Thanks. Good luck to your daughter's cheer squad. That's right. We want to hear, remember, you just hit. I told Mallory I'm going to make a shirt. Just like a dad shirt with like the silhouette of Mickey. And in the middle, it's just going to say, I just hit, because that means like you did a perfect routine. Like after every podcast, if it's like a really good one, which we don't get, we never hit really, we always have deductions. I've already had like six today. But yeah. The thing is, like, if all the podcasting gods were looking down on us, Pam was here, you were here, we got the levels right, we've already screwed up the levels today.
We've already screwed those up.
I've already mispronounced like seven words. We've probably given a little bad advice, so I really couldn't do this. But if it all came together one day, like at the end of the show, I could just whoosh, pop out the shirt, I just hit. And then you could too, and Pam could too. That'd be cool. Anyway, I don't think they can store your luggage. It pops at Disney Springs. I would say leave it at your hotel. I know you want to leave directly from there, but I mean, you also don't want to carry on your bags. I don't think there's a place to drop your luggage.
Unfortunately, there is not. So you either carry it around with you, which is not the best idea, or yeah, you're going to have to head back to your resort, you know, let the resort take the luggage and then head back to the resort to pick it up on the way back. If, you know, you are worried about taking a while waiting for a bus or whatever, you could always Uber back to your resort or minivan, which might be an option for you there too. And yeah, unfortunately, you know, Disney does not do Magical Express from Sanford. Only the Orlando International Airport. So
such
sorry
a bummer
about that too. Yeah,
yeah. I've had guests find that out the hard way. Like, oh, can you make? You're at Sanford. Yes, yeah, so we have to work things out. Yeah, I mean, you can get good deals, but I mean, you got to look at it. Like, for example, I'm going down tonight. Can't use Magical Express because we're staying at the B, and so I'm like going to have to Uber. Going to cost me money. I'm not going to use their week bus service over at the B. I'm going to have to Uber all the time. Costing me dough. And for one thing, the room's more expensive than a value. Costing me dough. I'm not excited. But I had to stand back. I'm just a passenger. I'm not in charge of this trip. It's a group thing. So I didn't want to embarrass Mallory, but it's a mess. We'll see. It's still going to be fine. It's what you make it. So it's going to cost me more dough.
I'm going to love finding out that you absolutely love the bee.
No, and, you're not going to find that out. I don't think.
You're going to share on your Instagram. No. Guess what? The bee's not so bad.
No, but I've already figured out my running path. I've looked on Google Earth. I'm going to run from down Hotel Plaza Boulevard over to Disney Springs through the Cirque du Soleil big parking lot. And there's a path that takes you over to Old Key West. That's my loop I'm going to run.
Jeff, I like your staying at Grand Cypress, by the way. That is my favorite resort, partially because it's a Hyatt. So, good job there.
All right, Brian would be proud of you.
All right. Yes, he would.
William's got a question in the chat. Hey, Mike and Ricky, quick question. We love quick questions. Would you recommend Keys to the Kingdom Tour or Behind the Magic? Price isn't a worry as much as keeping my wife happy. It's our anniversary trip without the kiddo. Thanks. Oh. I say Keys to the Kingdom is incredible. I've done it twice. I love it. A great tour.
Behind the Magic is the 7-hour long one, though, right?
I think it is. Yeah, it just depends on time, I guess.
So here's what I'm going to say. It depends on how much of a Disney nerd your wife is. If your wife is a Disney nerd, then absolutely go for the Behind the Magic tour, because I think I haven't taken that one yet. That's like the ultimate Mecca tour. I mean, you go to all the different parks, you get to see, Rivers. I think you could see like preview part something with Rivers of Light. Now they just added that too, and have lunch at Tiffin's on the backstage magic tour. So I say go with that one, even though I've done Keys of the Kingdom and I think it's a fantastic tour, and it does allow for you to do extra things in the afternoon evening versus with the backstage magic, since it is 7 hours that you can only do stuff in the evening. But I still say the backstage magic is the better option if she's a Disney nerd.
I agree. And you know what, though? You mentioned the characters coming to Rivers of Light. I was listening to you Monday morning, first thing on my run at like 5 a.m. You're talking with Matt, you know, on Wedway over there doing a little update of the news. And you guys were joking like, they're going to add characters to Rivers of Light. That's going to happen someday. Yeah, Nick,
I don't know.
you guys got Be Our Guest podcasting, because I was like, I don't know when they recorded that, but it is happening.
No, I know. We recorded it on Sunday of last week, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, no. I said that to somebody as soon as it happened. I was like, I literally just talked about this with somebody, and I was like, I'm pretty sure it was on Wedway, and I was like, oh, God, of course I did.
I caught it. I was like, good. It's not just us that happens, too.
No, it's not just us.
It's a Ricky thing. It's wherever Ricky goes.
Exactly. Wherever I go, if I say something that seems like completely impossible, yeah,
Shelby's got a question. Best way to get from Animal Kingdom Lodge to the Polynesian for breakfast at Kona Cafe? Thinking bus to the Magic Kingdom, then boat to the Poly, but maybe there's... that's too much early in the morning. Uber. That's what I would do. I mean, if you don't mind Uber, but yeah, if you're going to use Disney transportation, that's the way to go. But it's just resort to resort. Ubers are so easy. And it's like, you're talking like $7. But again, I'm going to be Ubering all over God's creation for 6 days. I'm going to have like $1,000 Uber bill, $7 at a time. I'm not looking forward to this. All right, next, Mr. Breeze got a question. Hey guys, what's your recommendation for watching fireworks from the Polynesian in late May? Best spot to sit, arrival, etc. Are you able to weasel your way into the Polynesian to watch fireworks still, Ricky? I know they were closing. I think that might have been just around 4th of July. They're really, really cranking now.
Yeah, it was really for 4th of July and probably New Year's Eve that they cracked down. But yeah, every other day, I mean, you should be just fine. So.
And apparently Jeff works for the Hyatt, so he gets
caught. Saw that. That's awesome. Jeff, I just messaged you. I literally just messaged you about this. So
this is like a Hyatt employee benefit show or something. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Next question. Let's see. We're going down to Little Rock, Arkansas. Callie B's got a question. Hey, BOGP crew. It's titled Resort Adventures. My mother, brother, and I are going to Walt Disney World July 23rd to the 28th. We're not going to a park that day that we get there, and we're using the free quick service dining plan. Yay, free! She put that, I didn't say. I don't just add those kind of comments, but yeah, it's from her. We've been to Walt Disney World a few times, but haven't spent too much time exploring the resorts. The night we get there, we're wanting to eat at Gasparilla's to see the electrical water pageant, then head over to Trader Sam's. Number one, what's the best thing to eat at Gasparilla, and will it be a good place to see the pageant? You know what? That's one of the places I have FOMO. I've never been there.
Really?
Speaking of the 3028. Yeah, I've never been to Gasparilla's. Have you? I've gone to Grand Floridian Cafe a few times.
No, I've definitely been to Gasparilla's. I usually go there for breakfast because it's when I stay with Florence. And so I'm usually there for, you know, breakfast time. They have really good tater tots. Just throwing that out there.
Man, I love some tater tots. You just sold me. You just got my heart going.
I know. They have good tater tots. Now the one thing is as far as like actual meals go, I kind of feel like it's a little iffy. Sometimes I feel like they have good things, sometimes I feel like they don't. They change their menu kind of frequently. So they have a lot of sandwiches, which I am not a huge sandwich eater. Like I've had this conversation with people before, like sandwiches just really aren't my thing. And when a menu has like a ton of sandwiches on it, like it really like turns me off immediately. And I'm like, I don't see anything on the menu. But they do have some interesting things like the chicken and brie, which I'm assuming is a sandwich because it's served on a brioche bun. So that sounds really good. They have a grilled vegetable sandwich with prosciutto, and I'm always a fan of prosciutto. They have...
Do they have a charcuterie?
They do not, no. They do have some pizzas, some different pizzas, like a chicken and mushroom pizza and a fire-roasted tomatoes and basil pesto pizza, which sounds pretty good. But you know, we've had this conversation before, Mike, where I really feel like the deluxe resorts, their food court options, or their quick service options just aren't great.
Oh, I've been to Gasparilla's. That's just a little snack place. Yeah, I've been there.
Well, it's not a snack thing. Yeah, it's an actual counter service restaurant. And I like, or, you know, and I feel like, personally, I don't love Gasparilla's.
Me neither. I'm with you. I would just grab dinner at a Grand Floridian Cafe. It's a table service, but it's not super expensive, and they have lots of good food. I love that place.
Even I think Contempo Cafe may have better options than Gasparilla does for dinner.
Or Captain Cook's. That's a good place to watch Olympic Water
Captain
Pageant.
Cook's. I would go to any of those places, I think, over Gasparilla. And I'm sorry to say that, because like I feel like Gasparilla is good for like quick grab and go items. Maybe I don't even like, here's what disappoints me about them. They don't even have really good like pastry items. Like I want to go in there late at night and grab like a snack to take back to my room. I don't even feel like they have really good options for that. Like their case is so tiny. So honestly, like I hate to say it, but Gasparilla's really isn't my favorite. I'll go for breakfast. Breakfast is fine. But that's because, you know, how much can you screw up Mickey waffles and, you know, like,
for
I
real.
Mean, there's a standard option there of Mickey waffles like that and a croissant sandwich. Like that's fine. But yeah, I would go somewhere else for dinner. Just going to be honest.
All right. She got a second question. What are some good drinks for my 18-year-old brother to get at Trader Sam's? Thanks for all you guys do. You make the time in between Disney trips go by faster. Sending magic from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Is the drinking age in Little Rock 18? Because I think it's 21 in Florida. I'm just guessing you would get the virgin versions of these drinks, but they, you know, you just look at the menu and see what looks interesting.
The backside of water?
No, yeah, that's it. Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
They do have some no booze brews. So don't worry if you are going with someone who doesn't drink for any reason, whether it's underage or they just choose not to, like I do. They have the Skipper Sipper, which is tropical juices, organic agave nectar, something that starts with an F, Falernum. I don't know what that is. Mint and fresh lime juice topped with soda water. They have the Schweitzer Falls, which is tropical juices, and Sam's Gorilla Grog topped with Sprite, and then the Polynesian Punch, which is Sam's Gorilla Grog and Hibiscus Grenadine served in a souvenir cup. So those are your options for non-alcoholic drinks, or the backside of water.
Or the front side of water. It's the same thing.
I mean, yeah.
Or the front side of a Diet Coke Zero. Yeah, so there you go. All right, Becky's got a question. Best option for accommodations for a summer 2021 trip for 6 or possibly 7 adults. I'm thinking our best bet might be a 2-bedroom villa at Old Key West, but I'm wondering if it might be worth it getting 2 rooms at Coronado or another moderate. Thanks. All right, Becky, let me tell you this. I've done both of those with my friends, the Gardeners. They have a family of 3. We got a family of 4. We stayed at Old Key West a few years back in a 2-bedroom, and it was one of the absolute best trips we ever had. It was so fun because what it was, you know, we had accommodations. We had room for everybody. I mean, the 2-bedroom at Old Key West is way bigger than my house. And we don't have a big house. Let me just tell you right now, we're getting ready to move. So hopefully we do get a bigger one someday. But we have a tiny little Cracker Jack house. But the thing was, it was huge. Like, we could play hide and seek and not find each other in this thing. It was gigantic. And Old Key West is a great resort. But the thing was, it was like staying in somebody's house on vacation. We made breakfast. We made cinnamon rolls. We Amazon primed all kinds of stuff we could bake. We made chocolate chip cookies and ate them out on the terrace overlooking the green on the golf course.
You're making me hungry,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. It was so fun. Coronado's great, you know, but it's going to be more of like your hotel room. If you really want to make something special, 2-bedroom at Old Key West. That's what I would say, Ricky. Any thoughts on it? Of course, you got a long time before you can book this, but I love Old Key West.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's good. Now, of course, you want to make sure that you can stand being with those people for a long period of time, which is always kind of like test on vacation. I mean, you have to really know that you like the hanging out with people all the time. Because I've gone on vacations with people, not to Disney, but other places where I was glad I had a separate room.
That's a great point, though. I mean, really, because the 2-bedroom villa, obviously, the bedrooms have, you know, rooms. There's 2 bathrooms. You don't really have to, like, you're not on top of each other at all, but you are in the same unit.
Yes. So it just depends on how much you like each other, how much time you are okay spending with each other. And I think that that's your answer. If you're cool, then, you know, DVC it up, baby. Like, that's fine. But if you think that maybe you might want some separation, you know, for any reason whatsoever, then you might want to do the 2 separate rooms. That's a moderate.
All right. It's a good question here from Rachel. She says, hey guys, so happy to finally make a live show. It's rather late in the United Kingdom. Thanks for staying up late with us. We're
Late in the UK. Trust me, I know.
We're late night radio today. All right. She says she's staying at the Hilton by Disney Springs in a few weeks, and I have a lot of Hilton points, so it's practically free. I usually stay on site. I'm wondering if I walk across to the Springs, can I take a bus to the parks, or are there restrictions early morning? I've read their buses aren't regular. Thanks. Love the podcast. Okay, so here's what I'm hearing, because I'm in the exact same situation today, tonight, tomorrow. They're telling us that we can walk to Disney Springs and take a bus to all the parks. That's what the cheerleading. I mean, I have said no. They don't do this.
No.
But the gym is saying that it has changed and that's what they're telling everybody, that you can walk to Disney Springs. I'm taking Ubers, but
no. It is true. After
4 o'clock, I thought. But is it the reverse though, that you can take? I know they don't want you to park at Disney Springs and ride a bus into the parks. That's the whole point, because you get around parking.
Right.
Which makes sense. That's why I think you can't take a bus from Disney Springs to a theme park. I know that they start running backwards, though, from the theme parks to Disney Springs, like at 3 or 4, because they want you to go shop and eat and stuff.
That's true. Oh, no, I think that runs all day. But I think it's to the parks. Now I'm second guessing myself.
Me too. I know.
Yes.
Me too. I mean, because I'm just going to Uber, because I'm not going to, because the bee's not across the street.
You go find out for me this weekend and report back. I think that sounds like a good idea.
Watch my Twitter. I'll let you know.
You'll be able to find out, because I'm sure you'll go to Disney Springs. I mean, you'll be so close. So you can look for the bus sign and just see if it says, parks, and then if it says a certain time. So.
I'll be hot on this week, so watch.
I know. I'm pretty sure if it's true, it's after 4.
That's what I thought, too. But I'm telling you, man, they've been saying, like, for months at the gym,
you go to Disney
Springs, catch a bus. I'm like, I don't think so.
That's not true.
Then people would park there, fill up the garages, and never, pay to park at
So Rachel says that she's heard she can't take buses until before 4, too. So
that's what I thought.
Remember.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I mean, I'm like, am I missing something? Like, I do this for a living.
No, you're not
missing
something. They're completely a misunderstanding. You can do it. It's just after 4. Yeah.
You just hit. Anyway.
Yeah. No.
Carolyn says, I just booked I got to get off that, because that's getting me more fired up about not staying on site.
Sorry.
No magical express. I may as well be flying out of Sanford. No magical express.
You're going to be fine. Rent a car.
Oh, hang on. My Apple Watch is telling me my blood pressure's elevated.
Yeah.
I got to stop.
Rent a car, Mike. That way
No, because then I'm paying to park the stupid thing every night. That irks me. I'm paying for the car. I'm paying for a spot.
You can get a really cheap deal on Alamo if you're an insider. Or you can use an annual pass discount with Alamo.
I hate wasting money. Because
they're a sponsor.
I'm just going to rent a Lime scooter and just drive that sucker everywhere.
I'm just saying. It might be cheaper than the Ubers.
You know what?
I get really cheap rates with Alamo.
I can probably find my old inline speed skates and just use those the whole week.
Especially like the day or two before. Like, I always check it again the day or two before, and I get like ridiculously cheap rates. Check it.
I'll see.
Just check
but
it.
You got to pay to park the sucker.
I understand that, but it would probably still be cheaper than having to take Ubers back and forth.
I'm from Missouri, man. You should never have to pay to park your car. I'm not from the Northeast.
Oh, you are from Atlanta then.
No, I'm just saying. Unless I go to the Cardinals game. Anyway,
I had to go to the hospital a couple days ago, so don't even. Yeah.
All right. So Carolyn says she booked the keys to the kingdom, but have received no confirmation, and it's not showing up on my Disney experience. Well, I need something to show the tour guide. You should have a confirmation number, right? I mean, when you book this, they give you a confirmation number every time.
Yeah, when you book it, they should have given you a confirmation number, at least over the phone. Or if you did it online, I would assume that you would get a confirmation number in the email. Just call Disney and say, hey, I just want to double check on this, and say, I don't have a confirmation number, but I'm looking to grab one. It wouldn't be in your My Disney Experience though.
Because
I've done the Keys to the Kingdom since My Disney Experience has come into play, and it was not in my app. So, I would definitely just call them and say, hey, I just need a confirmation number because I don't have it. So.
All right, let's get to the last question of the day, going all the way out to Hawaii. My good friend George Shaka, who I'm going to see on the podcast cruise here very, very shortly, he says he actually has a trip planning question. Trying to decide which park to visit on our first day and first visit to Walt Disney World. We get into Orlando at 7 a.m. after traveling approximately 12 hours and overnight from Hawaii, looking for a park pick that won't be too taxing and to make it an early evening. Suggestions. All right, so you're traveling all day, getting there at 7 a.m. after a long red eye. Ricky, what say you in that case?
If you're looking to go to a park, I'd say just Hollywood Studios at that point. Either that or Disney's Animal Kingdom, but I think the studios is going to be the better option of the two. Yeah. I mean, there is Epcot too, isn't it? I just wouldn't do Magic Kingdom, let's put it that way.
I think the temptation there is going to be to go to the Magic Kingdom because it's your first time at Walt Disney World, and I totally see that. Like, you want to go to the Magic Kingdom, you want to see the castle, you want to experience kind of the mecca of the resort. But I think Ricky's right that, you know, just go explore the studios, even Epcot, because you can go back in World Showcase. You're not behind, you know, you don't have lines, stuff like that, and just take it in and then, you know, rest up, you know, go to bed 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening if you have to, get a full night's sleep, and then head to the Magic Kingdom that next day is what I would say, so... Can't wait to see you, buddy. It's going to be fun. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show. Don't forget, we've got great listener questions each and every Wednesday. So if you want to have your question on the show, email that to mike@brguestpodcast.com, and we'll get to that right away. Today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. And let me just check here. I'm going to pop up my app and see what is going on with Theme Park News, Disney Edition. I did this a couple weeks ago, and it was kind of fun. I like that you always get a Walt Disney quote when you pop it open. So there you go. We got a quote. Oh, we're talking about the 30th anniversary of Disney's Hollywood Studios. They're going to have a live broadcast today, May 1st, on the Parks blog. So make sure you check that out. You're getting new information on the Wonderful World of Animation projection show. Top 10 magic shots at Disney's Animal Kingdom. You just get lots of good stuff. It's better than reading the cereal box every morning. And it's a free iOS app. So check it out today over at virtualmickey.com. Again, thanks to everybody who supports the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We get a little commission with each purchase, and it really does help go towards the bandwidth and hosting. So thank you so much to everybody who uses that. Bookmark it on your devices, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And of course, you want to follow me down on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And I'll be posting to the Facebook page, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to be back again on Friday with a great Disney show to get that weekend kicked off with Disney Talk. Ricky will be joining me. So until then, for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.